Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back for part two. If you've tuned in to the last hour, we're talking about near-death experience and deathbed visions with Mark Anthony today. Have you had a near-death experience? Do you know what a near-death experience is like? If you are on Facebook, you could go to facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio. We're live streaming. We're taking questions during this hour, both over on Facebook and here live at 1-800-930-2819. And so we're going to bring callers in between our conversation. So I just want people to know that while you are waiting on our caller number, you'll be able to hear the show. So you're not going to miss anything. And I believe we may have a couple of people waiting. We have three people waiting. Cynthia, Barbara, and Veronica. Chicago, Edmonds, and New York, and we will get to you in a minute. As a continuation of what we said, I want to just put the cap on it. You know, it's like some people say it's the cherry on the whipped cream. Some people say I don't need the cherry; it's just the whipped cream. And if you're like me, I just give me a half a gallon of ice cream.
I love it.
That's me. But. Why talk about this? Why bring in Pete? Why talk about Pete? Why talk about us meeting? Why are we talking about it if there isn't a message coming that should be followed by an action or a change of perspective or something? And so I want to start out with finishing that story. For those of you that missed it during the first hour, Mark and I were talking about how we first met. And I think David has some pictures of that in the studio. But one thing led to another. And out of that conversation came a message. And so do you remember how it popped up? I don't remember the details of it. But something popped up. And I think it was like, you know, we should do a show. Right?
Yeah. What had happened is I'd been on your show a number of times. And then when I was on tour in Seattle, I think I've been there like three or four times. And it was always nice being in studio with you and the whole team, the KKNW team and Transformation Talk Radio team. And people would call in and I'd do a reading. And then you'd say, well, you know, it looks to me like this message, and you would start guiding them and counseling them on what they needed to get out of that message. And it flowed so well. And it wasn't just one show that this happened. It was every time we were on air together. And we just started saying, you know, we need to do something with this. And what I've always found fascinating is, yes, Dr. Pat, you're a world-renowned psychologist, and you've got the training, the credentials, the experience, but you also have that intuitive insight. And it just complements the messages from spirits that I'm getting. And, you know, so many of the callers said, wow, I got this double shot of healing. I got a message from my loved one in spirit, and then this guidance and life coaching from Dr. Pat. And so it just seemed like that was once again a synchronistic moment.
Yeah. And what I love about this is that the question always comes up, Mark, a lot of times. I'm sure you get this, right? Why now? Why now? Like, really? Why now? Don't you have enough to do? And, you know, you could hear the echo of those folks. Then there are other folks like Rocky and Linda and Jessica and like, of course this is, you know, the world we're living in today where the Lone Ranger works a lot of the time, but sometimes when two or more are gathered, it's like bingo. Oh, there's, yes. There's Doris again. It's like bingo. And why is that? Because if I'm going to listen to something, I'm going to do something, right? So if I hear at age 23 and I'm walking down the hall with the Linda at the time at Bell Labs, and I'm 23, barely graduated high school, not the sharpest knife in the drawer, couldn't put a sentence together, just learned how to not stutter, and boom, I say to Linda, Linda, I'm going to get a PhD. Linda, my Linda, newer back there, 72. I'm going to get a PhD. And Linda's, absolutely, you're going to get a PhD. And then I'm like, what exactly is a PhD? Now, why would I get that message? Well, number one, all of the people I delivered mail to in the phone company, they were the best, the funnest people. Arno Penzias, the Big Bang guy, taught me how to play ping pong. They had these initials at the end of their name. And I thought, Pat. Oh, PhD meant F-U-N.
Yeah, that sounds like grad school. It's like, when I went to law school, I thought, because I was, you know, I had a lot of fun in college. So I thought, three more years. No.
But I didn't get to it right away. I mean, as a matter of fact, all I wanted to do was go party in New York, drink a lot, dance to Donna Summer, show up at work right from New York, do a job that could allow me to party more, dance to Donna Summer, and have a great time. So that's where I was. But I never lost that. And 13 years to get an undergraduate degree. Never really quite understood it. And then when the moment came, Mark, where I had studied for 10 years the consequences of broken promises, and I couldn't do what the world said I should do with that degree, it immobilized me. And today, what we're talking about is messages, 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 messages. What do I do? And that's why you and I are coming together, because it's a message and an action. It's a message and an action. And that's why we're going to be doing the show, The Psychic and the Doc.
Absolutely. And The Psychic and the Doc is a show that Dr. Pat and I are going to be launching very soon. And it also shows the micro and the macro aspects of spirit communication. Micro in that a message from a spirit can be very personalized for one person and help lead them on the road to healing. The macro, because not just the person receiving it, but other listeners can learn from that message as well. And what we found is that this synergy between Dr. Pat's intuitive insights coupled with her extensive background in counseling and her expertise in life coaching, coupled with my ability to communicate with spirits and you know, my background as an attorney, every time we were working together for a caller, it really, really was beneficial for that person. And it wasn't just like we were saying, it wasn't just on one episode. It was on, gosh, it had to be at least a half a dozen or more. And so that we felt that the time was now. And I like what you said, Dr. Pat, says, why now? And as soon as you said that, it made me think of my favorite quote from the late, great John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? And I think he said it best. The time for this is now, particularly in this era of COVID and the instability in our country. And it's not just our country. I mean, Europe's getting hit with a second wave of COVID right now. There's discord throughout the whole planet. And certainly, you know, we're not going to save the world, but we can certainly affect our corner of it. And, you know, call me an incurable optimist, but I believe that the ripple effect, you know, if we start helping people come to terms with their own grief and their own issues and their spirituality, I think that it's like the concentric circles in a pond, and it starts to influence more people. Because if history's taught us anything, bad times will come to an end, but we can't just sit here and wait for it. We've got to do what we can to help that.
Yeah. And this is really why today is so exciting and why we're taking folks' calls, because this is a new action and in a world, right? This is a new action, and all of us are being called to that. You know, we're being called to take new action with our network. And this guidance you and I talked about in the last show, the guidance around it is almost this new knowing. And I know the callers calling in today, they have the knowing. But sometimes if you have the knowing, you just need a little bit more packaging to do something with it. Right. I want to go to the phones. Let's take our first caller, because we had a whole lot to talk about. And I'm going to just kick it back to Mr. Benny.
All right. We'll take Cynthia holding patiently from Chicago. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi. How's the Chicago pizza?
It's wonderful.
It is.
It's wonderful.
How can we help you today?
I just thought I saw that Mark advertised on his Facebook page that he was doing readings today, and that's why I called in. I really didn't have.
That's okay.
I lost my brother last year, very unexpectedly, and I just had some questions around that.
Let's see if I can get him to step forward for you. Okay. And you got to realize, Cynthia, sometimes we'll get a spirit coming through. The first one to come through may not be the person that you expected. It could be somebody else. All right. So let me see. All right. Well, there is a male energy coming through. And oh, my gosh. Okay. What I'm feeling is I can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. I'm getting this rapid, shallow breathing. The weird thing is I feel like this massive impact right into my sternum. Between the middle of my rib cage, and I feel like this whole collapsing sensation along my diaphragm and in my chest. And I'm also getting this nauseated sensation, which indicates there could have been something going on with this GI tract, but this feels like it hit me like a ton of bricks. When I say me, I mean him, because he's transferring this to me. I'm also getting shooting pains down my back. But what he's telling me is it hit him so quick, he felt it for not even 3 seconds. Does this make any sense to you?
I'm sure it probably does. But we never knew what happened to him. So.
Okay, well, I'm talking about his actual cause of death. That's what I'm getting at. Okay, I'm feeling massive impact to my sternum, my rib cage, my diaphragm. I feel a collapsing. They're like going into complete cardiopulmonary failure, like within seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't know what happened to him. We weren't able to have an autopsy done on him because he was found several weeks after he passed away, and there was really nothing left of him by the time they found him to be able to do an autopsy.
Not a problem. Understand. But his message for you is that he didn't feel it, okay? I mean, he felt like 3 seconds worth, and that it was over very, very quickly. He's also telling me that, of course, this could be said of most people who've lost a loved one, but that he said that you haven't had a moment's rest, and that you keep searching for justice and for answers, but the door keeps getting slammed in your face. And he realizes and wants to acknowledge how, like, you're at your wit's end with all this. And he's telling me to convey to you that this was his time to leave. And even though you don't want to accept, not his passing, but the cause, and it seems like the indifference by the authorities, he said that you have to let it go. You have to let it go. And I'm sure that's not probably the message that you wanted to hear, but that's what he's conveying to me. Hey, what's okay. Look, I know everybody, or not everybody, a lot of people like cheeseburgers, but was there something about him and cheeseburgers? Because all, or you and cheeseburger? Because all of a sudden I'm like, I feel like it has walked into this huge grill and there's these incredible cheeseburgers everywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How does that make sense?
He loved cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm also hearing the Jimmy Buffett song, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Oh, well, that's kind of apropos. If he loved cheeseburgers, he's letting you know that he's in the higher frequency of the other side. So I'm hearing Jimmy Buffett singing Cheeseburger in Paradise. Wow, what a nice guy. He's a nice guy, okay? And he said that, are you getting some tingling and numbness in your left foot?
Right now or just like?
In general.
I'm getting it all over my whole body right now as you're talking to me, but.
He's conveying this information about you, okay?
Yeah.
And he's telling me that it's more than nerve impingement. And I know earlier I had a caller and there was an issue with sugar, but I'm getting this sugar issue with you. So this could be a diabetes related. And I'm getting this weird metallic taste in my mouth. Are you prescribed any type of medications now, or are you supposed to be on medication? Okay.
No, so, I'm not. Mm-mm.
All right. So you need to make an appointment with a doctor to get some blood work, and you need them to do a whole, a blood sugar analysis on you, because this is what I call spirit intervention. Okay, Pat, do you have anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I do. Cynthia, thank you for calling in. I really feel for you. I know what it's like to lose someone and not have answers. At least that was the case with my mom for almost three decades. I want to share something with you if you're open.
Sure.
There's something you could do to help usher the energy of this. And you could do it alone or you can involve your family. When we lose people and it's like you described, when you found them, there was nothing left, right?
Yes.
That's the way you described it. So what we need to do is we need to create a new ritual. We need to create a different ending image for you. And I don't know if you've done this before, but this is what I'm called to ask you about. It requires you to take a moment and create a ceremony and to create imagery of his wholeness, all of him, not the last memory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, hamburgers, hot dogs. I don't know why I'm talking about tobacco snuff. I don't know if he chewed tobacco. I don't know what that's about. But it's time for you to bring the appropriate people together, if not yourself, and create something outdoors. Some kind of no less than 1 hour of honoring him outdoors in his wholeness, right?
Okay.
A larger than life type. Is that him? Was he a larger than life type?
He was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's funny because when you said that, the cheeseburger in paradise is making a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want you to really celebrate. They're larger than life energy, right?
Okay.
But your memory of that last scene will stop you from doing that. So I'm really asking you to create something. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you do pile high cheeseburgers from your favorite cheeseburger place or if he was a grilling guy. Was he a grilling guy? Did he do grilling?
He did. Yes, he did. Yeah. He did do grilling.
What's a barbecue he did? What is the barbecue thing he did?
What do you mean? What is it?
What did he barbecue? What did he grill?
Oh, he liked steaks and pork chops.
Yeah, pork. Yeah. I got the pork. I just thought pig. Cheeseburger and pig. So this is what you got to do. You got to create this energy so that this energy movement and flow, when it flows, is not about your last memory of what you saw, because that's not how he lived and that's not how he left.
Okay.
Okay. Plan it, do it, eat the burgers, grill the pork, whatever you're going to do. Remember, larger than life guy needs a larger than life celebration. That's my 2 cents on that.
Okay. And, you know, and I'm not being flippant when I say this, you definitely need to play that song, Cheeseburger in Paradise, because that came through loud and clear. And that could also be a trigger for a name like Jimmy as well. So,
okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Our condolences. You. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Had to do the same thing with my mom. Because I knew my mom's death was something.
Yeah.
Big secret in the family, by the way. And it wasn't until my dad died in like 1986, but I knew something was not right. I watched my sister's life deteriorate. And my stepmom, Doris, Bingo Doris with the jelly beans, she saved the letters from my mom after her first suicide attempt from Bellevue. Because that's what they did. They locked you up. They drugged you up. But she saved my mom's letters. And when my dad died, she gave them to me. And then I got to unravel the mystery. So I had to create a different ceremony for her, even if it was like, I don't know, like 50 years later, right?
Right.
This is how we're going to roll today. We're talking about near-death experiences. We're taking your calls. We're answering your questions. I want to ask you before we go to break, there's an energy, Mark. This is the only words I have for it, but there's an energy. I'm going to call it a collective energy. Maybe it's not global. Maybe it's more residential. How do you describe that energy and what spirit messages are trying to get to us?
I call the other side the collective consciousness. And I know that Carl Jung talked about the collective unconsciousness. That's not what we're talking about. The collective consciousness is, think of your soul as a drop of water. And when we die, that drop of water plunges into the eternal energy that is the other side. And that's why when spirits come through, they can give us all sorts of information that far exceeded the scope of anything they knew here, because spirits are energy linked to other spirits, linked to other spirits. So when we do a reading for somebody, let's say like the last caller, Cynthia, her collective, the spirits connected with her will disconnect, or you know, they're still connected, but they'll come forward. And so look at it this way. Your people coming through are like a chorus. And so the first spirit to step forward is like the lead singer, but he or she is still harmonizing with the rest of the chorus. So that's how I explain this. But that's a very good description. It's an energy, and we're just getting your collective of spirits, which are still interlinked with the more infinite, or the infinite collective consciousness.
Well, this is what we're talking about today. We're going to take a short break, Mark. But before we do, would you tell folks, one, how to get copies of the book, how to work with you, how to get ready for an unusual holiday right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to share this, please get a hold of Mark and get a gift certificate for somebody you love, because we have never been through a holiday like this.
No.
Not in this lifetime. We don't even know what we don't know. But I didn't even know what to tell my friend who doesn't know what to do about Halloween for her child. I mean, this is unprecedented. And I'm just saying to everybody, we don't want you to have to do it alone. So, Mark, how do people do all of that?
Please visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com. And for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show, you got to put in the request form for a reading, mention Dr. Pat, and you'll be qualified for a reduction in the fee on a reading. And you can sign up for my newsletter and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And also you can find out about my books, Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity, through my website, evidenceofeternity.com.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phones, Mr. Benny and David. So when we come back, we're going to do our best to get everybody in, because this is for you. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit laurahosford.com. That's laurahosford.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Mark Anthony, my very special guest, Near-Death Experience and Deathbed Visions Part 2. We are here with Mark. And for those of you out there, Mark, one more time, website and how they can work with you, and then we'll go right to the phones.
evidenceofeternity.com. And if you mention the Dr. Pat Show, if you apply for a reading, you are qualified for a reduced fee reading. And you can sign up for all my social media and order my books at evidenceofeternity.com.
Yeah, you could even just type in Dr. P. That will be good enough to get it done.
That'll work.
That'll work. Okay. I want to hop over to the phones, Mr. Benny. What do you think? Let's do it.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We'll take Barbara, who's been waiting patiently, calling in from Edmonds area. That's in Washington State. So, Barbara, hello.
Hey, Barbara.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Pat, Mark. We talked before.
Hey, Barbara.
How can we help you? Yeah.
So I try to never, ever, ever act out of fear. But things are shutting down here so much. I own a bridal boutique. Two other bridal boutiques have just closed their doors. And I'm trying to plan my own wedding. And I feel lost. And I wonder if parents on the other side have any insight for me. I'm fighting. I'm doing the best I can to keep my doors open.
Well, let me see who wants to come through and see if the, okay, whoa, wow. Your mom on the other side, the reason I'm saying this is there's a mom energy or a female on what would be the mother generation coming through. And does that make any sense?
So whether it's my grandmother whom...
All right, hold on. And I don't mean to interrupt. Let me get some facts and information from the spirit, then we can identify her. Okay, so female energy coming through, very mom-like vibe going on with her. And with her passing, prior to her death, I'm getting this dizzy disorientation going on. So there was something disrupting her mental clarity and lucidity. I'm also getting like coming in and out of consciousness and in and out of clarity. This could be like she could have been on heavy medications for pain, but this could also be an indicator of some type of dementia. The other thing that I'm getting is that with her passing, I'm feeling lungs filling up with fluid. Now, that could be COPD, emphysema, but it has a very strong feeling of congestive heart failure because it feels like it was a steady progression. And then it got to the point where she essentially went into, I don't even want to call it cardiac arrest, which is the technical term. It's more like cardiac atrophy. And the other issue is, oh my goodness, my liver is really, really painful. So to recap, this lady was having issues with her lungs, with her mental clarity, feels like congestive heart failure, but it could also be some other disease, which essentially got her heart to stop. And then there's sensitivity going on with her liver as well. Does any of this resonate with you?
I believe that's my fiance's mother.
Okay. All right. So the potential mother-in-law. Interesting. That's why I felt there was a woman on the mother level. Let's see what she's saying. First off, she likes you. Okay, she likes you. She said that we would have been good friends. She said the two of us could sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk for hours. Did you know she was a smoker grappling with quitting smoking, or is there something with you with trying to quit smoking? Because there's a big issue of quitting smoking.
Not me. I know that there was a lot of smoking in the family.
Okay, we'll go. All right. All right.
Sure.
So, it's one of those identifiers. Who's the one that likes the little dogs?
On their side, they had dogs. I know they had little Yorkies at one point, but
yes.
Little dogs.
Okay. All right. So, see, you both had the little dogs. So, these are all identifiers. Let's see where she's going with this. Okay. So, your question is, how do you hang in there? She said that, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be rough sailing. She said, but you will get through. And by, looks like mid-June to early July of 2021, she said the storm will have passed. But between now and then, she said that you just have to be in survival mode. All right. She wants to talk about, okay, it's her son that you're marrying.
Yes, his name's also Mark.
Okay, hold on. Is he type A blood?
He might be. I don't know. I know
okay,
I'm not.
Well, she's talking about type A blood, all right? Where she's going with this one. Interesting. Does he have any type of allergies, like with bee stings or insects? She's talking about him and go ahead.
He's allergic to antihistamines.
There we go. Okay, the antihistamine. Interesting, because the reason I was asking about the bee stings is because while I was seeing bees, and I was also getting Benadryl. Okay, so
yeah.
She said that he's under a lot of stress too right now, and he's trying not to show it because he's really worried. He wants to make everything perfect for you. And she said, that's my son. He always cares about everyone more than he cares about himself. And he's afraid that he's going to disappoint you. And what she's saying is the two of you, and you already know this, but she's reiterating it. You just need to scale back, scale down. Okay. And she said, you will persevere and you will get through this. She's also worried about her son because I'm getting these pounding headaches. Does he get a lot of headaches or is he prone to migraines? Because I'm getting like this bam, 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 this throbbing sensation.
He does get headaches. I think it's just the stress. He tries to make the world right, and so do I.
Yeah, Yeah, well, you know, you guys are nice people. I mean, you're getting great accolades from the other side. But basically, your mother-in-law is telling me, who's Janet? Who's Janet? She keeps talking about Janet. Janet could be somebody in this world or on the other side, but she keeps talking about Janet. And if it doesn't resonate right away, don't worry about it, because usually afterwards it will. What she's telling me is stop. You and her son need to try to stop impressing each other and just realize you love each other and just take it easy. Take it easy and you will persevere. Okay, Pat, do you have anything on this?
I do. First of all, let me acknowledge your courage and honesty right out of the gate for looking at your passion, your purpose, your heart stream, and your business in Edmonds. And I want to say that. The answer that I'm getting is you are a wealth of knowledge. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're considered an expert. Is that correct?
Yes.
There is a service that I think you are being called to offer. Because I don't know if you know this or not, we just went through Jessica's wedding and there was so many, I don't even know what I don't know. Am I even going to be able to get married? How am I going to make it work? I don't know if you know this, but people are still getting married all over the world. They need experts. They don't know how to navigate. They don't know how to maneuver. They don't even know what to wear. They don't know what they don't know. And what I just want to leave you with, because I don't have exact information about your business, but my take is you need to step into your full power as an expert in this arena and offer your services and get paid well. Because people want to get married.
Yeah.
And they don't want it messed up. They don't want their weddings messed up. And I went through this with Jessica in Montana. And if it wasn't for an entire army of family that all pitched in and we put, but not everybody's got an army of family. You need to help people and become part of their family. So I would suggest you look into that as an offshoot and extension of your business and establish yourself as an expert and get yourself on social media and put that new shingle up.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're an expert. You got to own it.
Yep.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, she's so needed. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Do you have any idea what people are going through in this arena?
But people have to realize, you know, people got married during World War II. You know, even in occupied countries, and that eventually this pandemic will subside, you know.
The
hard part is, you know, like you said, we've never been through holidays like this. I mean, how do you tell little kids you can't go trick or treating? Christmas is already a dilemma in my family. You know, we're an Italian family. We want to all get together and eat and all this. And we're all like, how are we going to do this? You know, it's tough.
It is tough. And, you know, I'm glad I snatched up Linda and she's out here. But I'm telling you, there's something she can do. So let me give you an example. This idea just popped in and I hope she's still listening. When you go to a wedding, you still have to wear masks if you're in Washington State. She's in Washington State, but all over the world. And I wonder what a bridal mask looks like.
Lace, I would guess. You know, you
no
have the
kidding.
Mask and some lace on it.
Stevie Nicks, leather and lace, sister. All right, let's go. I had sequins on I had a shiny mask. I hope Linda can dig out my mask. And I'll show you the mask I wore for Jessica's. Benny, let's go to the phones.
Sure, we'll take now Veronica calling in from the New York area. And she is there. So hello, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Mark and Dr. Pat.
Great to have you. How can we help you?
I wondered if my father or mother had any messages about my legal situation or advice
Hold on, Veronica. I'm having a difficult time understanding you. It's just not coming through clearly on my end. Try that again, please.
I wondered if my father or mother had any advice about my legal situation or anything to say about the person that caused me problems.
Well, let's see what we get. Okay. All right, male energy coming through, and wow, getting electrical shocks going right through my body, which is indicating that his passing was either abrupt or had a neurological component to it, which could be a stroke. Stroke, also some type of seizure, convulsive component to it. And yeah, I'm getting definitely the seizure or stroke. Does this make any sense to you?
I thought I had pneumonia.
Well, the may not be your dad that's communicating. I'm getting a male energy coming through, getting electrical sensation, which is a neurological component. And the reason I'm saying strokes, I'm getting like a flash in my head, which would indicate something there. Is there a male connected to you, either on the father or grandfather level, which may have passed through a stroke or some type of seizure or convulsion?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was his relationship to you?
I think you're talking about my uncle.
Okay, you got to speak clearly. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, her uncle. So I think she'll talk about her uncle.
Okay. All right. So he's the one that wants to field these questions right now. Hold on. He said the best thing you can do is build a wall around yourself. Now, certainly he doesn't mean with actual bricks. He said that you have to make yourself, like, put as much of a barrier between you and this entire situation as possible. He's not exactly thrilled with the state of your legal care. He said that the attorney you have or your legal care seems to be somewhat low-key, non-responsive, and really kind of lackluster. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Okay. He said, fire that, I'm not going to say on the air, fire that particular individual and get someone that's got some shark teeth. Shark, S-H-A-R-K, teeth. Wow.
Okay.
You need a much more competent, much more aggressive attorney. He also said that the adjutant, okay, the person that's causing all these legal problems, not only is going at you financially, but also has the ability to punch your emotional and psychological mm-hmm. buttons and cause you all sorts of turmoil. And the problem mm-hmm. is you buy into it. That's why you have to build the walls around yourself emotionally. And big part of your defense is total indifference to that person so that they no longer have power over you. The problem with you, this is what he's telling me, you're giving this person power by accepting, emotionalizing, personalizing all of these devious little attacks. And also you got to block this person on social media. You got to block this person on your phone. You've got to block this person out of your life. Who's Ted or Ed? Ted or Ed? Ted or Ed? It could be Teddy, Eddie, it could be Freddie, but I'm getting like a Ted or an Ed.
My lawyer's name was John, and the person that the con man's name was Randy.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Your lawyer's name was Tom or Dom?
John.
Don, D-O-N.
No, I'm getting like a Teddy, Eddie. It's like the E-D-D-Y sound, yeah. Eddie,
and,
Teddy.
And you know the person that is abusing you, correct? You know the name of that person?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Randy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. Yep, do you understand what Mark is saying to you?
He's telling me just to kind of ignore him and not give him the satisfaction. Just keep ignoring them, sending me bills when you're conflict of interest and over, you know, price gouging me.
Yeah. What Mark is basically saying, I'm going to give you my translation because Mark worked with Spirit, but the hit I'm getting is one, it's not time for milk toast. I don't know what that means, but it's really time for you to stand your ground. You deserve not to be abused. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Do you believe you deserve not to be abused?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe you deserve the best attorney to represent you?
Yes.
Do you believe you need an attorney that understands you?
Yes.
Then if you believe all that, I'm going to say something woman to woman. Let me get ready for this. Are you ready? You might want to write this down.
Ready.
Women attorneys understand abuse to women. You feel me on that?
Yes.
Women that I've had to hire attorneys, similar situation as you, they get just as fired up about their clients that are either abused, psychologically taunted, whatever that is going on, and you don't have to go into that detail.
Okay.
But you're not going to have to draw your attorney a map. You want to say, get it to stop. That's what we're saying.
You know what? Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. You need a really mean female attorney. And I'm not being facetious, but that's a shark essay. Let me tell you, sharks come
I got pit bull.
Too.
I got pit bull. Pit bull was
worse.
Like the image.
Yeah.
Do you know people to reach out to and get? Are you thinking about, were you thinking about making that change before you called? I'm just curious.
Yes, I actually had somebody looking into it, but they had too many cases. Mine was too complicated.
All right, let me tell you something. This is that's lawyer talk for they don't want your case. Find
that's
somebody
right.
else.
Yeah. Was it a man or a woman?
I have too many cases. Let me tell you something.
Man or woman?
Yeah.
Did you approach a man or a woman?
I was a lady.
Yeah. There is somebody for you. Okay? But you need to contact them directly. You need to, I know this is hard. This is not easy. I'm telling you, I know Mark's a lawyer, but when I had to look for a lawyer, I tried to get everybody in the book to call the lawyer for me because I don't really want to talk to him. But this is you reaching out to them. And you're going to get the kind of business lawyer, call center, the whole thing. Don't give up. Your life depends on it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I can't move on until this is over with. It's been going on for 4 years.
Oh,
no, that's 4 years too long. Okay, so look, there's a Ruth Bader Ginsburg out there for you. Think in those contexts. You know, she may have only been, what, like 5'1" or 2"?
Right.
And she changed the world. So you need that pit bull, that shark. You need the really, really tough lawyer that's going to understand this abuse, because you don't deserve to be treated like that. And any man that abuses a woman, can I say something? Okay. Real men don't abuse women. Okay. That's not a real man. That's a rhymes with wussy. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Yeah. Nice cover.
All right. So I'm going to give you something physical to do if you're open to it. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I want you to get some rose water, rose, R-O-S-E, water. You can order it online. I don't care where you get it from, rose water. And I want you to put it in a bottle. Then what I want you to do is I want you to go outside of your house, apartment, wherever you are, and I want you to douse each corner. On the outside, douse each corner, on the ground, the foundation, rose water. When you come in your house, I want you to go in every corner of your house, especially the bedroom. I don't know why I'm getting the bedroom. Every corner of your house, and I want you to douse the bottom and the top, rose water.
Okay.
And when you do that, every time you spray the rose water, I want you to create a mantra, something I release your energy to something sweeter. I release your energy for something sweeter. Don't even say his name. Got it? I want you to do it 2 times a week for a month.
Okay.
I'll have it down. Do you think you could do that?
I can. I'll do anything. I just want it over.
Yep, it's over. It's actually, it's over. I know it's over. Okay. It's the universe is just waiting for you to put the final touches on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mark, this is awesome. Do we have time for one short call-in? I think we have one more we might be able to take, Mark. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Do it, Benny.
Kathy from Seattle. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Kathy. How can we help you?
I just wanted to know if there was anyone that had any messages for me from the other side.
Okay, got a female energy coming through, and she was having a lot of issues with her renal gland, in other words, her kidneys. She a lot of renal failure, huge component with her passing. I'm also getting a nauseated sensation, which is indicating that she was having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. This could also be a cancer indicator. So to recap, we have a female coming through connected to you. Possibly cancerous condition, definitely not eating or holding down food toward the end, and renal failure with, in other words, kidney problems. Does this make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's talking about you and your hearing. But the thing is, it doesn't seem like hearing as in hearing deficit. She says that you're not listening lately. Okay. And let me see where she's going with this. She said you're listening to some bad financial advice right now, and that she wants you to hold position where you are with finances, and don't, there's like, I don't know if you're trying to shift finances or go into some type of new business venture. And she's like, I see her, like she's riding a stagecoach and she's pulling the horses going, whoa, like right there, like hold your horses. And I just get this huge financial message. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to be very, very cautious, very, very prudent. She says you're not listening. And she says, how? Feels like you're putting your trust in the wrong person when it comes to this financial matter. So let's be very, very cautious with that. And she just handed me a ruby. Rubies are the birthstone for the month of July. This could indicate a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or someone close to you or this person on the other side communicating that occurred within the month of July. And the fascinating thing with Ruby, could also be a trigger for a name like Rudy or Ruby or possibly Julie because of July, unless there's a piece of jewelry of significance to you with a ruby in it. But boy, the ruby is glowing bright.
I don't know.
It'll take time. It'll hit you later on. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, that'll work too.
Spirit is saying.
There she is.
Nothing for Pat to add.
Spirit is saying what?
There's nothing else that she needs to add. In other words, it's the listening issue, the trust issue. And with the thing with the ruby and the possible message in July, after the reading, I call that period of time the unfolding, and it can take hours, days, weeks, and even longer for the full impact of a reading to unfold, in other words, to make sense to you. So just because you don't get it now, if you don't get it, don't sweat it, all right? Just make a note of that, and it'll occur to you later on. But there's something about the month of July. And this could be births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connected to you, someone close to you, or the person communicating. It could also be something with a piece of jewelry with a ruby in it, or, you know, like I said, it could be a trigger for the name like Ruby, Rudy, or Julie because of July. So we'll leave that with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless. You take care.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much. What a great show. And we're going to be letting folks know about The Psychic and the Doc. It's going to be a show that you and I do every week. It's going to be on Transformation Talk Radio. I believe we're doing it at 5 p.m. I still am waiting for get final guidance from Spirit exactly when we're doing it. Again, Mark, thank you for today. What's your personal message? And let folks know how they can work with you directly. And thanks to all our listeners, all our callers, all our Facebook folks, Benny and David. What do you want to leave us with here, Mark?
If anyone wants to find out about the work that I do and also the upcoming show, The Psychic and the Doc, visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com, or visit the drpatshow.com.
Yeah, and for all of you out there, we're going to do lots more of this, but remember one thing. It's hard to remember. Love. We all have everything we need right inside, and it's that opening that allows Spirit to connect with us, to guide us, and to look out for us.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.